The UN Security Council is now set to meet on Friday to debate and then vote on this latest draft resolution. But there might be some pushback, especially from the US, as a permanent member who also holds veto powers. Speaking to Reuters, the Deputy US UN Ambassador Robert Hood already said that the US does not support any further UN Security Council action at this time and is focused on difficult and sensitive diplomacy work. And the diplomatic stakes are high for the US should it veto this ceasefire resolution. Calls are mounting for urgent action, with the EU saying that the UN must act immediately to prevent a full collapse of the humanitarian situation, while the WHO has warned that Gaza's health system was near collapse. Jody Jacobs, New York.